Is the food pyramid diet chart actually killing us? That's the question I want to ask today in my podcast. Now, you might say, this is a money podcast. What has food and diet and health got to do with money? Well, it's everything, because health is wealth, or wealth is health, whichever way you look at it, it's all interlinked. You can't have a happy life, even if you've got all the money in the world, if your health is very poor and you can't enjoy life to the full. But look, what I'm saying is that obesity and diabetes, heart problems, stroke, and all these things that are killing us it's just gone through the roof. And at the same time, the amount of prescription drugs are also going through the roof, right? We know this, okay? So what is happening here? Cancer is so prevalent now. Loads of people I know have had cancer, died from cancer. And these are young people. And in fact, there's a report just out, you can look it up in the UK. Cancer among the UK's younger population has risen by 70% since 1990. Look that up. I'm not just making these things up. So something's not right. Children's behavior in school is, even young children are, it's just gone from bad to worse. There was another report out by a teachers group, you can look this up again, which said that children's behavior and assaults against teachers in the school and staff in the school has just reached epidemic levels. Chairs thrown at them, many teachers saying that it's a regular occurrence that they get assaulted by kids as young as 10 or 11 in the classroom. More and more kids have been prescribed tranquilizers. There are lots of diseases and mental diseases I'd never heard of. Now, I'm not saying all of these are psychosomatic, but it does seem strange that there's all these things happening. Loads of kids going around with puffs for respiratory diseases and asthma and things like this. Now, that could be to do with the environment, of course. But it does seem that more and more children are being diagnosed with behavioral or mental illness. Mental illnesses. Okay, now to me, it's inconceivable that this is not linked to the change in the Western diet, or what I would call the American diet, over the last 50, 60, even going back 100 years. It's inconceivable that this, the level of obesity, diabetes, even amongst children around the world, is not somehow linked to this. Now, I think a lot of health professionals have got this all wrong. Because they believe in this food pyramid. Now, I'm going to show you an image of this food pyramid. And even one, I looked up a few heart organizations. These are sort of heart charities that recommend the heart diet so you can be healthy. And one of them, I think it's heart.org.uk, is recommending children's cereals. That you should be eating cereals and grains and bread and pastas and that sort of thing. As a good thing. If you look at the food pyramid, at the bottom are all the things that I now avoid, which is lots of bread and pastas and rice and all these carby stuff. And at the top of the pyramid, you've got things, oh, don't avoid meat and avoid animal fats and that sort of thing. And they're even telling you in some of these heart organizations that you should be eating cooking with vegetable oils, which I think are a no-no. Seed oils and that sort of thing that are not doing our health any good. And the proof is in the eating, because there are lots of diets around the world. You hear about the Mediterranean diet, so people on that live a long time. You hear about the Japanese diet in Okinawa, which is more like a fish-based diet. The Inuit diet, where they only eat protein, they only eat meat and fish, and lots of other. There's lots of other studies around tribes around the world, the Maasai, which only eat meat and milk, and they all seem to be healthy and have less cancer than people in the West. The only diet I know that definitely doesn't work, okay, that doesn't work is the Western diet, the American diet, based on this food pyramid, which I believe was invented by people with links to agricultural that wanted to get us eating more grains, and we know that that's not working. We know that at a time when, we're in a prosperous age in general. I know we're in a bit of a recession now, but in general, it's the most prosperous age in thousands of years since time recorded history began. Okay, more and more people are coming out of poverty around the world. But why is our health suffering? Now, I want to go through things in more detail to my private community, things I don't want to even say here, but a company in Europe has started to 3D print artificially meat products created in the laboratory. And meanwhile, farmers have been told, you know, to cut down on food production. So I'm going to go through that more in my private community. So I hope you can join me there. You can find that on Spotify.